With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Labor Department says U.S. applications for jobless benefits were up modestly last week to 222,000. That's 2,000 more than forecast. At the same time, the total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of April 12 fell by 37,000 to 1.84 million. March's reading for purchases of durable goods rose 9.2%. That's 0.2% higher than February, to a total of $26.6 billion, as reported by the U.S. Census Bureau. President Trump blamed Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for prolonging a killing field in his country after pushing back on ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace plan. BBC correspondent John Donison reports from Kyiv.
As for the handing over of Crimea to be officially recognized by the United States as Russian, well, that is basically a non-starter for President Zelensky. He said it would be against Ukraine's constitution. Donald Trump is clearly impatient. It said he wants to try and get this done within his first 100 days in office, basically by this time next week. And it is extremely difficult to see where the compromises needed are going to come from and what compromises Russia is being asked to make.
Meanwhile, a Russian attack of Kyiv drew a rebuke of Russian President Putin from President Trump, who said Putin should stop. A man set wooden pellets on fire and failed to properly put them out in New Jersey's Pine Barrens. That sparked a quick-moving wildfire. The 19-year-old Weartown man faces aggravated arson and arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. This is SRN News. The battle over assisted suicide continues in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news on anti-Semitism. The number of attacks and other incidents around the world declined slightly last year from a peak reached immediately after Hamas launched its attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. That's according to an annual report from Tel Aviv University. However, researchers say the number of attacks in 2024 was still significantly higher than in 2022 before the attack. This is SRN News. China has launched three astronauts to replace the crew on the Chinese space station. That rocket lifted off from Launch Center on the edge of the Gobi Desert. A set of the first four editions of William Shakespeare's collected works, expected to sell at auction for $6 million.
The sale will take place on Shakespeare's 461st birthday. Sotheby's said the May 23rd sale will be the first time since 1989 that a set of the first, second, third, and fourth folios has been offered at auction at a single lot. The first folio was published in 1623, 7 years after Shakespeare's death. It contains 36 plays, of which half were published there for the first time. Scholars say that without the book, plays including Macbeth, The Tempest, and The Twelfth Night might have been lost. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.